The end of the year drama over extending the payroll tax cut is over for now. Today, Congress delivered a last minute tax cut extension to 160 million American workers, along with further unemployment benefits for millions who have been laid off.
Joining us live now to talk more about this, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. And Gwen, yes, we can breathe that sigh of relief now. We'll be holding our breath for sure in 2012, though.
I consider it my own personal holiday gift that they finally got this done in time for me to talk about it tonight on Washington Week. Yeah, everything that happened this year is just a precursor to 2012. When you think about what this last little standoff meant, it was such an example of what we saw at the beginning of the year when Nancy Pelosi handed over the gavel to John Boehner, and immediately his Tea Party caucus began to give him grief right up until the end of the year. He was trying to cut deals at various times with the president. Didn't work. The president at one point said, "I feel like I've been left at the altar." Remember during the debt limit debate? And now at the end of it, the president decided that John Boehner couldn't deliver his caucus, and it looks like he may have made the right bet on that.
Now, it was interesting because Mitch McConnell in the Senate said, "Hey, guys, you know, go ahead and say okay to this 2-month extension, because then we can deal about extending it for a year." So there was pressure from the other side, too.
Yeah, but here's the bad news. In 2 months, we're going to be having this debate again. It's only the one thing that John Boehner was right about is kicking the can down the road just guarantees a new set of debates. And in this case, and what was most revealing to me in this week, is how much of the debate is among Republicans. It's John Boehner's caucus arguing with him. It's the Republicans in the House fighting the Republicans in the Senate. And no matter how much they try to point the finger either at the White House or at Democrats in the Senate or at Democrats in the House, it was so clear that the Democrats were sitting on the sidelines while the Republicans duked it out.
Hope you have a very Merry Christmas, Gwen. Thank you so much.
There's no way I won't.
No. We can't stop you, right?
See you, Gwen. Thank you.
Bye.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill and National Journal. That's on tonight at 8 on TV 26.